speaking about the different inyonim of Mashiach, that in every generation there is someone that's right to be Mashiach, and how the Nasi Ador is Mashiach, and how we have to be vocal about the fact that the Nasi Ador is Mashiach. So, to this week we're going to focus on a few questions as to what makes Mashiach a failure, so to speak. In other words, A, can there be a potential thing that there was Mashiach and he failed? At what point could that come into play? And all different details regarding different phases that Mashiach may go through. The first thing I want to make clear is that there's one stage missing in the famous categories of Mashiach. The Rambam speaks about two phases, Cheskes Mashiach and Mashiach Vadai. There's one phase that the Rambam leaves out. We're going to discuss that phase, and then we are going to discuss why the Rambam leaves it out. The phase is like this. In order to understand this phase, this comes from the Chassam Sofer in Choshen Mishpat, in Chelek Vav of the Shalos HaTshuvos of Chassam Sofer, and he explains this Nekuda, and it's, you have to understand it because it puts a lot of things into perspective. He says like this, before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, there were three stages that happened. The first thing that was done was Noilad Moshiach Shel Yisroel, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he was born a tzaddik, he was born holy, and he was born the potential redeemer of Bnei Yisroel. Ad Kidei Kach, when he was born, the stargazers of Paray told him that Noilad Moshiach Shel Yisroel, that the guy is here. So what took 80 years... What took 80 years for Moshe Rabbeinu to go take Yidden out of Golos? Why did it take 80 years? The answer is simple, that he was waiting for the message from Hashem. In other words, there's one point is that when you are a capable candidate, you're available to be Mashiach. Part two is when you are appointed to be Mashiach. Part three is when you do the activities of Mashiach, bringing the makis, splitting the yamsuf, all these things. And part four is when the final geula came. After everything is done, then geula is here. So the first thing that happens is the candidate is born. B, he's appointed. C, he does the things that Mashiach has to do. And four, geula happens. When everything is done, Geula happens. These are the four stages of Mashiach. In every generation, there is somebody that's born that's capable of being Mashiach. What does that mean that he's capable of being Mashiach? He's a tzaddik. He's from David HaMelech. And if the nation is good, what's going to happen? What's the next step? Not that he will take Yidden out of Golos. He will be told to take Yidden out of Golos. In other words, it's a funny thing. We have all these people that were Cheskas Mashiach, they could have been Mashiach, they were roi to be Mashiach. How come they never tried to build the Beis HaMikdash? How come we don't find that we just try to do these things, or get Yidden together, Kibbutz Yitzchak Yisroel? What were they waiting for? The answer is, just because you're capable of being Mashiach, unless you are hired, you are not to do the objects of Mashiach. An example I want to give you, let's say a company is looking for a new CEO. They have 10 people which are applying for the job. Every one of those people is probably capable. So how come they're not giving out orders to the workers? Well, because they weren't hired yet. Just because you are capable, you don't walk in there and start bossing people around. When you get hired, you can start making moves. Until then, you are not. It's not your job. You're capable for it. You could have even got the votes and you will be the CEO in a month, but until that month happens, you are not. When your job starts, that's when you start doing your thing. So the Rambam speaks about the person which is Becheskas Mashiach, which means he's capable. He's from David HaMelech, he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs. These all make him a candidate for the job. He then speaks about the things that he has to do once he gets the job. The stage that he does not speak about is that he has to be hired for the job. Now, why do you think the Rambam misses out this very, very important stage? If it's so important, why do you think the Rambam misses this stage out? Anyone have any ideas? Why the Rambam would miss out this stage? The Rambam is looking what we can see in somebody. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he is Mashiach, how many people were there with him? Nobody. He was alone with a burning bush in a desert. Nothing was happening. In other words, Cheskas Mashiach, the Rambam is teaching us how we should look for somebody. The pulis of Mashiach, what we can see in somebody. This middle stage is nothing that we can see, that Hashem hired him. How do you know? You don't. Only after you see the pulis do you know that he was hired. But that stage, to say that the Rambam should say that you have to wait till he's told to be Mashiach, he can't say that because how will you ever know? And that's why you have to wait, so to speak, for him to come and say that he was told. Because he's the only one that knows. And it's very interesting that Chassam Sofer writes that it could be that the person who's writing to be Mashiach, he doesn't even know it. He's doing his thing, and Hashem will then tell him that you are the person to be Mashiach. You are the person that is hired. Now here's a very important thing. All the questions of, well, Mashiach, can he not be the one? That only happens before he's hired. With Mashiach, you only get hired once. Once he's hired, he's the man. It could be, the Chassam Sofer brings down, the various of the generation can stop Mashiach from being hired. If we don't do what we have to do, so then he won't get hired to bring the Geula. Once he is told that you are the Goyal Achrin, now the process of Geula already started. That's it. It's in a row. He's been hired. The state. In other words, at this point, there's nothing that could be Ma'akiv the Geula. It's too late, so to speak. The process has started. Once Moshe was hired, no matter what Pare did, no matter what the Eden did, it was too late. Mashiach was going to come. But the process was already started, was already set in motion. You can stop it from being set in motion. Once it's set in motion, it's too late. It has to happen. So therefore, that second stage is real. The Rebbe calls it the key stage. And the Rebbe brings a muscle. He says, in every single month, we have a month that's ready. It could have a moilet halavana. Then there is the moilet when the moon is born. At that point, you don't even see it. You don't even know. You can't see the moilet. Then he does the pu'ulais of the levana. He gets bigger for 15 days. And then you have the shleimus halavana when it gets bigger. Four stages. Or, when people get married, they have the potential to have children. But then there's also the choice, will they have children or not? Then you have, when the baby is conceived, at that point it's too late. And then the baby, at that point of conception, so the baby is conceived. Then it takes 9 months for the baby to grow, that's like the pulah, the makis, and all these things. And then the baby is born, that's the final, that's the geula, the poil. So in every single stage of geula, there's four stages. There's the ability to have geula, there's the birth, the beginning of geula, there's the growth of geula, and then there's the final geula. That's always the four stages when it comes to these things. The key stage, again, the key stage is the stage when Hashem told Moshe, you are the goyal. That was the turning point. A lot of these things you have, what was the turning point of the story? Right? Let's you have a team which is doing bad, and then they do good. They always look for what changed. No, there was one play that changed the whole thing. That was the turning point. Where is the turning point in the Golos Gevula process? When does things turn around? The moment Moshe is hired, that's the turning point. It may be difficult after that. There may be a long process. But once that happens, so then you're safe. Then everything else goes along with it. Then you're okay. So, have we reached the turning point? So that's, in other words, once we understand this, so then we have to know, where are we holding in the stage? So I want to share with you a very interesting thing. In the Sikha Vayera, Tov Shinun Beis, the Rebbe told us that in every generation the son of Tzroi to be Mashiach, but because things happened, so it didn't happen. In our generation, we don't only have the Metzias of Mashiach, we also have the Isgalos of Mashiach. It's an Oishiyu Dalit. What is that Isgalos of Mashiach that the Rebbe is referring to? The Rebbe says to look in the Steichem, the Chassam Sefer. The Isgalos of Mashiach that the Rebbe is referring to over there, in other words, if we have the Isgalos of Mashiach, how come everyone doesn't know him? Or how come the world, you know? The Isgalos of Mashiach that the Rebbe is referring to over there is the hiring of Mashiach. The Rebbe is telling us that the Eivishter has told him that you are the Goyal Achren. And then you're going to find an amazing thing. From those, from Chayesor and on, right away, Toil Dis, Mishpat, and right away, the Rebbe then starts focusing on the Pu'ulis of Mashiach. The word Pu'ulis of Mashiach you don't hear before. Right away, the next week, the Rebbe starts telling us, Toil Dis, about the Pu'ulis of Mashiach. Chayesor, all these things, Chayesor and Toil Dis, are a big dogish on the Pu'ulis of Mashiach. Why? Because again, like Moshe Rabbeinu, once he's hired, that's when he can start being active, the Pu'ulis of Mashiach. So the Rebbe is saying that we have the Iskal, that part we already have. And now, we also are having the beginning of the Pu'ulis. Like the Rebbe's Lashon and Mishpatim, clearly it's Aschalas Pu'ulis of Avmelech HaMashiach, already beginning to see the beginning of those Pu'ulis, because now that he was hired, so to speak, now he can be active, now he can be going, now he can actually do stage 3, the activities that Mashiach has to do in order to bring Mashiach, or in the muscle of the moon, now the moon can start growing from day 1 to day 15. But the first has to be the Moilit Halavana, which that is the turning point, that is the key point. So now that we know that this in this stage we're holding, so obviously at this point, there's no turning back.